Edith and Lee Seaman talking about village life in Gullywood.
Do you remember when you worked at the Ace, Dolly Revel, who lived on the right-hand side as you're going down the bus lane, you used to send me round to with my doll's pram to get sixpence of rhubarb.
Oh, that was Revel's in Ridnall.
That's what I said, yeah. Mrs. Revel, she's doing, you know, she's fill up my doll's pram with rhubarb and I have to pay her sixpence. And then there was Mrs. Brown.
Oh, the eggs.
For the eggs in Watch House Road. She was, as you go up towards the Bear, she was on the left-hand side. What was the name of that big house opposite where the Marriott's bungalow was? That big house that had the swimming pool in front that was all full of bugs and frogs and
horrible
things. And you'd be very brave if you were to swim in it. I can't remember what it was called.
No.
Somebody else will know that.
That was very run down.
And do you remember Austin's, the news agent?
Yes.
There, between that big house, there was a field which is now the one that's being built on, and it leads to the new Gullywood School. Well, the first bungalow after the fields was a family called Austin, and they used to run a delivery of newsagent service, didn't they? Because my sister used to have a newspaper around before she went to school, as did loads of other children in Gullywood. I don't know why I didn't, but I know I did never do it, but I remember Cynthia doing
she
it.
She did.
Yeah.
Roughly, when would that have been? 19... what, roughly?
Just after the war, wouldn't it? In the early 50s.
Yeah, probably going up to the late 50s, because I remember it being there. I mean, I lived in Gullywood from just after my fourth birthday, and I was 22, just turned, when we left Gullywood. And as far as I know, it was there all that time. Yeah. I got married in 69, and we left Gullywood in 69.